This is a City News Net update for the Seaside Islands. I'm Bradford Maxwell. Seaside City was rocked today by an attack perpetrated by the strange force known as the Brethren. Angered by a reported cure to metagenetic mutational deficiency, or MMD, the Brethren's leader, Rubicon, brought the group in on a calculated strike on Cochrane Laboratories. And while Cochrane's facility was destroyed, the Brethren continued their assault over much of downtown Seaside. The Brethren were quickly opposed by the mysterious group known as Epsilon. The group, named after the popular term for metagene-challenged individuals with powers, fought valiantly against the forces of the Brethren. However, the battle was not without casualties for either side. While Epsilon apparently repelled the Brethren, they lost at least two members of their team, including their leader, longtime Epsilon advocate, Wave. Historians remember Wave from the earliest days of the MMD breakout in the late 1940s. One of the first leaders and teachers of those with this phenomenon, Wave's symptomology presented with his body made out of water. He could control, alter, and harden his form in a variety of ways. The transformation into water apparently left him ageless, as Wave remained active until his death today. Epsilon helped with some cleanup of the city after the rampage of the Brethren, but with Cochrane Laboratories destroyed, their victory was a pyrrhic one for the city. State and federal governments are already considering charges against both units in the aftermath of the battle. Epsilon has released no statement in response to their leader's death, nor is the future of the team known at this time. For more on the aftermath of this story, read Epsilon by Nicholas Allhelm, now available on Amazon, or visit the City News Net site. And listeners, we want to partner with you as our ace reporter in the field. Check the show notes for easy links to the full story and our City News tip line. This has been a City News Net update for the Seaside Islands. I'm Bradford Maxwell.